everyone. So today I wanted to brush up on a topic that I've been thinking about for quite a while now, and I don't know. Okay, so here it is. Okay, so relationships, right? You meet someone, you get along, and most cases you get intimate right away. Other cases you wait a while, and really rare cases you wait until you're married, or so on and so forth, whatever. It's so weird how today's society, I'm not sure if it's just recently, but I feel like sex has gotten a lot more important than it should be. Don't get me wrong, I have no problem with it at all, but I just think that people should be more, kind of, I don't know, careful, or they shouldn't just think it's just something that they're doing, you know, just with a random person or, stuff like that. And I know sometimes, people have sleep with a lot of people to get things off their mind, or if they're having like some personal problems, and it's just who they are. But I think relationship wise, you shouldn't automatically think of it, because that's not all that matters. And if you think that that's all that matters, I don't know what to say to you. I personally believe that relationships should build on the actual friendship or communication and how you get along and just enjoying each other's company in general, not the specifics like with getting intimate. And because being intimate is one thing, and then getting along in the long run is another. And I think if you want to have a steady relationship, it shouldn't be based on sex. And you shouldn't have that to, you know, keep it going. I've seen, it just blows my mind. I've seen so many couples, even now, I have friends who are in relationships, and like, okay, this is an example, but I have a girlfriend who has a boyfriend. That sounds very odd, but one of my girlfriends has a boyfriend who has cheated on her more than once, and to get him back, she basically just gives it to him. to get his attention back. And I don't think that's the thing. The problem is much bigger than that. And I personally believe a cheater should never have a second chance, especially if they did it twice without you knowing. I know sometimes people think that, oh, maybe it's just an accident, whatever. I've never been through it, so I don't know. But for the most part, cheaters, if they have to think twice about, like, if they leave your mind for a second to be with another significant other, or girl, boy, whatever. Am I making sense? I'm just getting really kind of angry I don't know how people can overlook it. I know sometimes you don't want to let the relationship go, but I think it's worse to just live a lie, kind of. And I don't know. Anyway, back to what I was saying. Being intimate and having sex just to have it. I'm no, like, super religious. I'm not being, like, super, Christian, you have to wait till you're married, whatever. I'm just saying how I don't think that relationships should be based on sex. I don't think girls should owe guys anything for being a good boyfriend. I don't think boys should owe girls anything for being a good girlfriend. Am I saying this correctly? And I hope you understand where I'm coming from. I just think that if the time is right, then the time is right. I don't think that there's a certain time. Because I hear a lot, when guys get new girlfriends, I would hear, their friends say, "Oh, did you hit that yet?" or whatever. I get so annoyed when I hear stuff like that, because, yet? How do you know when, I don't even know. But some girls just give it, and it takes two to tango, I guess, so. It's just weird. It's a weird thing. Again, I don't mind being intimate. I just don't think that it should be done so absent-mindedly. Say that 5 times fast, because I think I just found a new tongue twister. Absent-mindedly. That hurts my head. But I don't know why I've been thinking about that. I also have allergies, I think, which is annoying. Because, well, I guess, do people get allergies in fall? Or is that a spring thing? Or is it an all year thing? I don't usually get allergies, so I'm either having allergies for the, second time in my life, or I'm starting to get a cold for the 500th time in my life. So I'd like to hear your thoughts on this subject. I will not judge you if you feel the opposite. I don't even know if I made my point, but all I'm saying is I said everything I needed to say. I don't even know how to reiterate what I want to say, and I'm kind of stuttering, and I don't know why. I'm having water. I'm not having any caffeine. But, yeah, I don't even know how long this is. It's about 9 minutes, which is kind of long for just talking. If you guys want to know anything more about what I, about my thoughts on any certain topics, I will gladly consider talking about them, because you know I like to talk, and you know I can't talk sometimes, but I will try my best to do so. Okay, I hope you have a wonderful night, or morning, or day, or life, and I just, okay. I will talk to you soon, and please, please, please send requests, for topics or anything. Okay, goodbye.